Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thousands of Syrians flee before the violence in Jisr al-Shagur. Turkey opens its borders to the refugees and the UN's Ban Ki-moon begs for peace.
I'm deeply concerned and saddened by so many people have been killed in the course of peaceful demonstrations. I again urge President Assad and his government authorities to take maximum care to protect the human lives.
No longer a domestic problem, if it ever was, the Syrian uprising crosses international boundaries and demands an international response. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 13th. John Hockenberry out again today. He will be back tomorrow. Let's take a look at our headlines this morning. And we start in Syria. Syria's army has taken control of the northern town of Jisr al-Shagur. Military forces use tanks and helicopter gunships in a heavy crackdown. Witnesses say homes have been bulldozed, crops and fields burnt. A spokesman for the United Nations Refugee Agency says residents have fled into Turkey, abandoning their town.
The latest figure UNHCR received from the border area is 5,051 persons who flee from Syria because of the violence and persecution in this country.
The government says it was trying to restore order after 120 security personnel were killed last week. The state news agency says a mass grave of dead soldiers has been found. Residents say those deaths were the result of a mutiny within security forces' ranks. Syria has blocked foreign journalists from entering the country. It's very difficult to verify reports there. We're going to talk more about Syria in just a few minutes. In Turkey, the conservative ruling party of Prime Minister Recep Erdogan has won a third term in elections. The Justice and Development Party took around 50% of the vote. Not quite enough for a supermajority that would let the party make constitutional changes, though. In Libya, NATO has stepped up bombing of Muammar Gaddafi's compound in the center of Tripoli. Over the weekend, heavy fighting in the city of Zawiya reportedly killed 13 people. In Arizona, firefighters say they're finally gaining ground against the now 700-square-mile Wallo blaze. It now extends into New Mexico. Residents evacuated from two towns have now been allowed to return home. 73-year-old Eager resident Ted Slade had been staying in a church-run shelter, and he says he wasn't sure he'd have a home to come back to.
We thought it was going to burn. The fire was right there. I mean, we could see the flames, and it was shooting up.
About 30 homes and cabins have been destroyed since the fire began in late May. Newly released photos show a short-haired Gabrielle Giffords smiling outside the Houston hospital where she's been receiving treatment. The first photos of the Arizona congressman released since the start of her rehabilitation from the Tucson shooting in January. The spokesperson says Giffords could leave the Houston Rehabilitation Center by the end of the month. Seven Republican presidential candidates faced off in the party's first debates tonight. And the Dallas Mavericks clinched their first ever NBA championship last night. They beat Miami 105-95 in Game 6. Maverick forward Dirk Nowitzki led his team to victory with 21 points. He was the NBA Finals MVP.
For 1 year, we're the best team that was out there. That feels amazing.
No word on when we may see NBA action again. The lockout looms there during the offseason, just as we have the possible looming lockout in football as well. It could be a slow sports season. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up very slightly, maybe a point and a half on each index. The Dow will start at 11,951. The S&P will open at 1,270. The NASDAQ at 2,221.